Slain actor's ex-fiancé speaks out against lenient crime policies. The ex-fiancé of General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter has spoken out after the actor was fatally shot in downtown Los Angeles on Saturday. In a video posted on Instagram, Tessa Farrell spoke of the tragedy of Mr. Wachter's death and emphasized the need for stronger crime legislation in Los Angeles. "It's not okay. This can't keep happening," Ms. Farrell pleaded. Mr. Wachter, who appeared on the ABC daytime drama from 2020 to 2022, was gunned down returning to his car following a bartending shift in downtown Los Angeles. Authorities say he encountered a group of men attempting to steal a catalytic converter when he was shot. Paramedics transported Mr. Wachter to a nearby hospital, where he succumbed to his injuries. Ms. Farrell stressed the need for communal change and mutual support, suggesting that Mr. Wachter's death should inspire collective action. "Human life is too easily disregarded," she said. She captioned a post asking, "Do you want better laws to reduce the escalating crime and theft rates in California?" She followed it up by asking her followers to vote yes or no. "These criminals can't keep being on the street and they can't keep being sent back and have no repercussions for their actions," Ms. Farrell stated. Ms. Farrell made a heartfelt plea on social media for the public to assist in finding his killers. "These criminals must face consequences," she insisted. "We can't allow them to keep roaming the streets without repercussions." Los Angeles Police Department issued a statement on Tuesday via X, with a description of the suspects, urging anyone with information to call Crime Stoppers. The three suspects involved were wearing dark clothing and driving a dark-colored sedan. "The suspects fled northbound on Hope Street," the statement read. Los Angeles had seen a rise in crime, including a 1.9% increase in violent crimes and a 3.5% rise in property crimes, in the year leading up to 2023, per the LA City website's yearly crime statistics. Los Angeles County's recent zero-bail policy allows suspects to avoid posting bail while awaiting trial, a measure implemented following a court ruling that jailing individuals solely for inability to pay bail is unconstitutional. The policy applies to misdemeanors and specific nonviolent felonies. Cash bail still applies to serious violent felonies such as rape and kidnapping. The three types of bail policies in Los Angeles are cite and release. Law enforcement issues a ticket and releases the person at the moment of arrest with an order to appear at their arraignment, where charges are officially read to the defendant. Charges under this category include making a false report, petty theft, and refusal to leave private property or a public building. Book and release. Law enforcement takes the person to the police station or another facility to take their fingerprints, search them, and check their background. Assuming there are no warrants or holds from other cases, the person will be released with an understanding that they'll show up to court. Charges that fall under this category include rioting or burglary. Magistrate review. People considered a threat to the public or a flight risk undergo a magistrate review. A judge reviews their case and determines if the person should be held in custody awaiting their arraignment or released on zero bail, with certain conditions, such as avoiding certain places and people.